It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Wolf Banesh, a three.
Good! You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that some
Colbert.
.15:20 to go. Lipsia lob to Ward and a two-hand dunk. Beautiful design play out of the timeout. And Hassan flushed it through. 44-39.
Welcome in. Happy Friday. Especially to the Cyclone fans out there. What a show TJ Altzelberger's team put on last night at Hilton South in Kansas City. You heard it right here on The Fan. We'll talk plenty about it today and what's to come tonight in the semifinals at the Big 12 tournament. But first things first, thanks so much for being here. Hope you're having a great Friday. I hope you've got a great weekend ahead and a lot to get done in our hour get-together here as we wrap up the week. It is March 15 of 2024. However you are tuned in, I appreciate it. Plenty of options, 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, the 1650 The Fan app, on your smart speaker or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Make sure you're following us on X. I'm on X as well. Follow me at Real Colbert and follow at 1650KCNZ, formerly Twitter, of course, and on Facebook. Type in 1650 The Fan, and you'll find us on the Zuck Machine. Just hammer that like button. You'll get more local and statewide sports content into your Facebook feed. Also, if you are following us on Twitter, following us on Facebook or Twitter X, whatever, you would have seen the post that went out yesterday saying, hey, ahead of Friday, we've only got three spots remaining in 2024 bracket attack. And so we're going to take two qualifiers during maximum mornings, check and check. I think that was Kent and who else was it? Kent and Kyle. So congratulations to those two this morning. Number 30 and 31, our 32nd and final qualifier. That's going to happen during the show. Now hold your horses. Stop. Wait. No. Hey, I didn't say call in yet. All right. I will. At a later time, okay, just not right now. I got a show to do, but I'll get the cue to call out there, and it'll be the 10th caller. It'll be lucky number 10, and you will be the 32nd and final qualifier for 2024 Bracket Attack presented by Maximum Sight and Sound. So, best of luck to everybody, and appreciate you listening. And if you don't usually listen, then, you know, part of me wants to scold you. The other part of me says, welcome. And hopefully you'll make this more of a routine for yourself. And like I just mentioned, a number of different ways that you can listen to this show and all of our great programming on The Fan. So hopefully you're aware of that as well. Bookmark the website, 1650thefan.com. A lot of that local and statewide sports content, that's where it starts. There's a whole lot there. Beyond that, national sports content, local, statewide news, programming information, promotional information, of course, like Bracket Attack. That's right there on the front page of the website. For anybody who's qualified already, I've pretty much told everybody that I've spoken to on the phone, hey, you're going to find out which two teams you got on Monday during this show, and then it'll go online. And then if you, you're going to want to make sure that you know all the details, and they're at the website. So make sure anybody out there listening who's already qualified, do what I've probably told you. I don't know if Mark was telling you as well, to go to the website so you can make sure you know everything that you need to know about 2024 Bracket Attack. All right. Dial us up if you have any questions or comments to add to the program. 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918. Or you could dial 800-913-9479. Or you could email the show if you'd rather do that than call. Then do so. Don't be shy. Questions or comments, maybe there's someone or something you'd like to talk or hear from or about on a future show. Email address cole@1650thefan.com. All right, coming up here in just a few short moments, we'll get to area sports news and scores. Plenty in the stack on a Friday, as you might imagine. After we're done there, we'll take timeout number one, get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Vegas, as well as a forecast for the rest of this Friday, looking into tomorrow and Sunday. Come back in the second segment, and friend of the show, Rob Gray, colleague of mine at the Cedar Rapids Gazette, also a big contributor at CycloneFanatic.com. You can follow him on X at Rob W. Gray. He'll join us in the next segment to look back on that impressive win that the Cyclones had over Kansas State last night in the Big 12 Tournament quarterfinals and preview tonight's matchup against Baylor in the semis. Those two teams, Clones and the Bears, only matched up one time this season. And boy, was that a dramatic game down in Waco. So what do we know in terms of trying to size up this matchup tonight in Kansas City? Rob will tell us when he joins us in the next segment. After we're done there, we'll take a timeout near the bottom of the hour, get your Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim during that break, come back on the other side in the third segment. Got a bunch of audio I want to get to. The Wartburg women's basketball team came up short in the Final Four yesterday. Man, what an incredible season they've had. What a run that group of seniors has had. And so got some audio from Coach Bob Amsbary, some of the players, as well as audio from Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey. Hawkeyes came up short in the second round of the Big Ten tournament last night. And then audio as well from Iowa State coach T.J. Otzelberger. And if time permits, some audio from UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs. The conference portion of the college softball season beginning pretty much has began nearly everywhere at this point, either last week or now this week slash weekend. So looking forward to some college baseball and softball as the sports calendar moves forward. After we're done in the third segment, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, then come back for a final time on this Friday and wrap up the show. So that's the plan, boys and girls. All right. So I tweeted about this. Oh, gosh, when did I do that? Cole was feeling some type of way, and I holstered the X machine on Wednesday. It would have been just about the time that I got home from work on Wednesday and open up the X machine when I get home because I can't help myself. You know, a great job unplugging by me, not. And I see a big graphic from the X account, The Field of 68. I know Jeff Goodman, who's a really good reporter for college basketball, is a part of this Field of 68 outlet. And their first four out included Indiana State. Now, you know, albeit, they could change that. There's a lot of dynamics at play here through basically about 5 or so o'clock Central Time on Sunday as all the conference tournaments get wrapped up before the selection show. But I mean, Joe Lunardi, I saw today, also had Indiana State out in his first four out. And I got to tell you, when I come in here to do this show on Monday, and it's supposed to be an all-good-vibes show because we unveil the bracket attack field, and I've always really enjoyed that show. But if Indiana State is left out of this NCAA tournament, it's going to be the most fire and brimstone show you've ever heard in your life. And, you know, I get into that neck of the woods from time to time, as you well know. But basically, I'm just left going, what the hell do you want a Missouri Valley Conference team to do that hasn't won its conference tournament championship, the Valley Tournament Championship? What the hell do you want them to do to get an at-large bid? Indiana State has 27 wins. So Drake won, right? Last Sunday, Drake won the Valley Conference Tournament. And Indiana State had a big comeback, almost came back and won that game. They looked great. Not only they didn't just like lose and it wasn't close. Like they got all the way to the championship game in the Valley tournament and looked like it was going to be a lackluster loss. They stormed all the way back. They looked great. They looked like Indiana State can look, which is a really great basketball team. And they came up short against a really good Drake team. So Drake's got 28 wins. Indiana State's got 27 wins. Indiana State was the regular season champion of the Missouri Valley Conference. The Missouri Valley Conference in the net rankings, which we had to switch from the RPI to the net. We had to switch from the RPI to the net. There's nothing to see here. This is better. It's definitely not rigged for the Power 5 teams. Okay. Missouri Valley Conference, 15th a year ago as a conference in the net rankings. Missouri Valley Conference, number 9 in the net rankings as a conference this year. Indiana State, 29 in the net rankings. Can you imagine going back when RPI was still around, leaving a team 29 out of the tournament in the RPI? And the net's better. Everybody says the net's better. And it's definitely not rigged for Power 5 teams. So if Indiana State's a 29 in the net, then they got to be in, right? But wait, Lenardi says they're in the first four out. Jeff Goodman's group says they're in the first four out. What the hell does Indiana State got to do? And part of the net is offensive efficiency and some offensive metrics are a part of it. Okay, so is Indiana State that good offensively? They've got the 8th-ranked scoring offense in the damn country. 8th. It goes Alabama, Kentucky, Arizona, Wright State, Samford, Florida, Gonzaga, and Indiana State. If you are out there trying to make the case that Indiana State doesn't deserve to be in the NCAA tournament, you are a clown. Go stand in front of your mirror. You will see not your face. You will see a clown face. You have been led astray by some echo chamber you have created that is full of Power 5 elitists. Indiana, turn on the game. Watch Indiana State. We always hear that from the committee, whether it's the football or the basketball committee, the eye test. Unless you are blind or you do not have functioning eyes or you do not know how the sport of basketball works, and that's fair, some people don't, then you just don't get it, bro. Indiana State is legit. If they get left out of this, it will be criminal. It will be criminal. And the amount of faith, which is already dwindling, that I will lose in the NCAA tournament at large process, I'm not sure how I'll recover from it. Like, I will just become a pessimist in perpetuity, and just, I will tell you every year from here on out, it's rigged. You better win your conference tournament if you're not a Power 5, because it's rigged. They're not going to do you any favors, right? And the A-10 gets some favors typically still as a non-Power 5. But what the hell else do you want Indiana State to do? And somebody's going to go, well, they only here's your last one. Here's the last one real quick, and then I'll get off the soapbox. Last one. Okay. They got one quad one win, right? Net. Quad one, quad two, quad three, quad four wins. Indiana State, they are 1-4 in quad one. None of these quad one teams have the spine to play Indiana State. They don't want to do home and homes. They don't even want to do a bye game at their place. They didn't want to play Indiana State. They saw what Josh Schertz was building. Well, who else? Is anybody else going to get into the tournament, Cole, that's only got one quad one win? Well, I'm glad you asked. Look at Auburn. Auburn ranked 6th in the net with one quad one win. They are 1-7. Against quad one. Auburn's going to get at least a 5 seed. At least a 5 seed. And I had some clown Iowa fan in my mentions. They didn't play anybody. They didn't beat anybody. Bro, 3 or 5 game series at Carver-Hawkeye Arena between Indiana State and Iowa. Put 12,000 people in there. I don't care. You can't put 12,000 people in there right now because everybody's apathetic about where your program's at. Indiana State's winning a 3 or 5 game series at Carver-Hawkeye Arena. Book it. I'm telling you. All right. So now that I've made Hawkeye fans think that I hate him again, which I don't, it's just illustrating points here, but nonetheless, off the soapbox. If you have some thoughts, 319-277-1918 or email me, Cole at 1650thefan.com. All right, let's dive in here. Try to stay on schedule, not. Iowa State, 76-57 in the quarterfinals of the Big 12 tournament last night. You heard it right here on The Fan. Clones forced 20 turnovers, held the Wildcats to 38% shooting from the field. Robert Jones matched a season high with 18 points. Iowa State takes on Baylor tonight in the semis at 8:30. You can hear that game over on Cruisin' KCFI. Pre-game coverage begins at 7:30. Jameson Battle scored all 23 of his points in the second half as 10-seed Ohio State defeated 7-seed Iowa 90-78 in the second round of the Big Ten tournament last night. Buckeyes never trailed in the game, shot 52% from the field. Peyton Sanford led the Hawks with 19. Tony Perkins and Ben Cricke each had 13. Iowa 18-14 overall now and looking like they are headed to the NIT. Smith College pulled away in overtime to defeat Wartburg 61-54 in the Women's Division III Final Four in Columbus, Ohio yesterday. Knights held a 22-18 lead at halftime, fell behind going into the fourth quarter. Smith led late. Wartburg's Sarah Faber hit a step-back three with 3 seconds left to tie the game and force OT. Orange and black were led by Taylor Runchy with 12 points. Wartburg finishes its season 29-3. Congratulations to the Knights. The UNI women's basketball team began Missouri Valley Conference tournament play this afternoon with a 79-75 quarterfinal win against Illinois State. The Panthers led by as many as 18 late in the second quarter before the Redbirds put together their comeback bid that fell short. UNI's Maya McDermott led all scorers with 20, was joined in double figures by Kaba Lobby and Kaylin Morgan, who scored 17 and 13 respectively. The four-seed Panthers take on top-seed Drake in the semis tomorrow at 1:30. Listen to the game on 106.5 Corn Country. Pre-game coverage will begin at 1:15. This afternoon in college softball, Iowa State run-ruled Houston 9-1 in six innings. Angelina Allen, Carly Spellhog, and Alicia Ranches each hit home runs that drove in five of the Clones' nine runs. Game two of the doubleheader is already in progress. Third and final game of the weekend series against the Cougars in Ames begins at noon tomorrow. The UNI softball team began Missouri Valley Conference play at the top of the hour at Belmont. The Panthers are the two-time defending conference champions, off to an 11-9 start in their non-conference. Belmont 14-7 entering conference play. Two teams play single games this afternoon, tomorrow, and Sunday. And as I mentioned, first pitch was at the top of the hour. The Wartburg wrestling team is underway at the Division III NCAA Championships. The Knights are competing with seven wrestlers at this year's tournament in La Crosse, Wisconsin. Action began today at noon, and the tournament goes through tomorrow. And the Waterloo Blackhawks are in Wisconsin this weekend. The Hawks skate at Madison tonight, Green Bay tomorrow night. Just 12 games remaining in the regular season, and Waterloo is in third place in the Western Conference, 5 points behind second place Sioux City. Listen to tonight's game, of course, right here on The Fan. Pre-game show begins at 6:45. All right, let's take this time out. We'll get you a national sports update, a VSiN action update, and a forecast. Come back on the other side. We'll talk Iowa State hoops. Rob Gray of the Gazette joins us next right here on The Fan.
Now, your national sports update on The Fan.
Here's Monsi Bolaños.
Today in college hoops, the number one seed in the SEC tournament, Tennessee, was knocked off by Mississippi State. They came out on top 73-56. In the other quarterfinal happening right now in the SEC tournament, Auburn is beating South Carolina 79-53 with 2.5 minutes to go in the game. In the AAC conference quarterfinal, UAB is up on Wichita State 69-60 with 90 seconds to go, while earlier today, South Florida defeated East Carolina 81-59. And at the Big Ten quarterfinal, Purdue held on to beat Michigan State 67-62. In the NFL, the Steelers are sending quarterback Kenny Pickett to the Philadelphia Eagles in a pick swap. And the latest reports are saying that the Rams are signing former Raiders and 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo to a one-year deal.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts of Cole & Company are available at 1650thefan.com. You're listening to Cole & Company on The Fan, broadcasting from the Circa Sports Studio.
The world's largest sports book is now available right at your fingertips in Iowa. Download your new bookie today with high betting limits, tight money splits, and exceptional customer service. The Circa Sports Iowa app. Visit CircaSports.com and get in on the action. If you or someone you know may have a problem with gambling, call 1-800-238-7633.
Passionate professionals needed. The Waterloo Community School District wants you to join our team. We are hiring dedicated individuals to inspire young minds and shape tomorrow's leaders. Whether you are an experienced teacher, skilled support staff, or simply passionate about education, we have rewarding jobs waiting for you. We offer competitive salaries and benefits, including IPERS and single health and dental insurance provided at no cost. You don't have to be a teacher to enjoy the great working environment at Waterloo Schools. We are looking for paraeducators, coaches, substitute teachers, food service workers, custodians, and more. Don't miss out on a chance to be part of something truly special. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools. Apply now and unlock your next career opportunity. Visit waterlooschools.org today. Your future awaits with Waterloo Schools, where passion meets purpose.
This is Brian Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Get insights into the sports betting market with VSiN's betting splits. See where the money is and keep updated on how the market is reacting. Only at VSIN.com. Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Iowa State is set to play tonight in the Big 12 tournament when the Cyclones battle the Baylor Bears. Iowa State has the slight edge at -1.5. Bulls look to get a win tomorrow night. They'll host the struggling Washington Wizards. On the ice tonight, the Chicago Blackhawks are back home as they take on the LA Kings. The Kings are the favorite on the road at the United Center by 1.5. The Winnipeg Jets and the Ducks are the only other NHL game tonight. The Jets are the home favorite at -1.5. I'm John Thayer with the VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows around 39 tonight under mainly clear skies, westerly winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. High of 54 tomorrow, more clouds than sun. Clear skies tomorrow night, lows around 26. Mainly sunny skies and dry Sunday and Monday, upper 30s, Sunday, low 40s by Monday. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently 56.
You're listening to the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. And you're listening to Cole & Company with Cole Bear, weekdays 5 to 6.
Yeah, welcome back. Friday edition of the show continues. And how about that Iowa State men's basketball team last night getting the 76-57 win against Kansas State, a team that the Cyclones had dropped their regular season finale to in Manhattan last week on Sunday. And so, you know, we talked on the show how maybe that loss is just what the doctor ordered. And, man, the results last night sure seemed to bear that out. And to talk about it all, we bring in friend of the show, Rob Grave, the Cedar Rapids Gazette, also major contributor at CycloneFanatic.com. Follow him on X at Rob W. Gray. Rob, thanks for being here. Appreciate it. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. Good to join you, Cole, and hope you're doing well, too.
Likewise. Appreciate it. I am. And Cyclone fans are doing well, feeling well after that big win last night. A lot of encouraging things in that win, Rob. What stands out most to you?
I think what stands out the most is they scored the most points they've scored in quite a while. they didn't shoot it great from 3-1 of 14. But a mildly not great. Terrible. But they hit their free throws by and large. They forced a lot of turnovers. Many of them live ball turnovers, they weren't able to do that against Kansas State in that loss on last Saturday. And when K-State made it tight, 14-minute mark of the second half, the Cyclones shut the door. But I think three turnovers got points, a basket off of each. And everyone contributed a little bit, but obviously the main guy was Robert Jones, who matched a Cyclone career high, 18 points and 6 of 8 from the field, 6 of 7 from the line, which is a real outlier for him. And he had told me after the game that he had really told the yoga team something after what he thought was a subpar effort energy-wise. That's what he's known for. But he thought it was a subpar effort at Manhattan, and he delivered, but he wasn't alone. 4 Cyclones in double figures, Raking 16, Keyshawn Gilbert 12, I believe, Taman Lipsky 11, and Lipsky doing a little bit of everything, despite Jerome Tane's comments, odd comments after the game.
Yeah.
He just did the things they needed to do and won the way that they like to win.
And, Rob, something that I've talked about with John Walters, Iowa State's play-by-play voice, plenty on this show, especially over the last, call it, 6 or so weeks during the gauntlet of the Big 12 schedule, is how impressive it's been that T.J. Otzelberger's team can win in a conference like the Big 12 without its A game, whether they got their B-plus game, their C-plus game, or whatever it might be, whatever you want to call it. But you can't call last night their A game if they're going 1-for-14 from 3. Yeah, they did do a lot of really encouraging things, but they couldn't hit the broadside of a barn from outside the stripe, and yet they still win, and they win in dominant fashion. I think it's one of the main things for me this season that's made me not hesitate to say this is a great team.
Yeah, I mean, they've exhibited that all season, despite the offensive doldrums lately. Not shooting the ball great generally. They shot it better overall. Really shot it well in the paint against the Wildcats last night. And have the struggles from three. It's largely Milan Omcilovic, who was so great early on, and he's really struggled lately with 0-for-5 last night. I think he's 4 of his last 31 or something like that. And he was shooting at about 40% clip for much of the season. So he can get somebody to go in the basket. It was great to see him score 6 points in the second half. He can be scoreless again in the first half after scoreless the game before. So they've got balance. They've got guys who can get going. Even Curtis Jones had an off game offensively when he had a team-leading 14 straight games scoring in double figures. So they did what they've done again to prove that they are potentially a quote-unquote great team, and that's play the type of defense that can win you games regardless of what you're doing offensively, and also get talent balance contributions on the offensive end as needed.
And how about Omaha Ballou? I read your story at CycloneFanatic.com that pointed out how it had been 50 days since he had last checked into a game. He checks into that game early in the second half last night, and he contributes. You know, he didn't fill up the stat sheet, but he made his presence known, and he got in there right before things really started to turn in Iowa State's favor. It's like, for his head scratching, if it makes sense, in kind of a positive, negative, and in-between ways of a season that Omaha Ballou has had, it's like last night kind of adds to the head scratching, but at least there's nothing negative.
Yeah, I mean, all along, TJ has said he's been a great team guy. He's not down in the dumps. He's not, angry that he's not playing because he's got seasoned vets in front of him. Robert Jones, I mentioned. Trey King, I mentioned. Hassan Ward, who's been a foul trouble magnet lately, but he gives you so many dynamic things. And Omaha's learning, and he was excited. He said it. He said so much. And Trey King, I asked him about Omaha, and he gave like a 1.5-minute answer. I didn't have to ask a follow-up. I mean, that's how jazzed up he was about seeing him contribute. Now, one of the reasons was Demarion Watson, really dynamic 6'7" guard.
Right.
Kind of in a concussion protocol after getting a blow to the head in the loss of Kansas State last Saturday. But Trey King said, you know, what they preach is, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. And that's what Omaha's adopted. That's the approach that Omaha's adopted. And he got a nice layup. Shouldn't have shot the 3, although his first shot of the game. Had a bit of a defensive breakdown early on, but got a nice assist down in the paint, a little drop-off pass to Trey King as well, and got a rebound. I mean, very positive contributions for him. If he can take just a few minutes of pressure of the big guys, especially if they get into foul trouble, I mean, that's going to be huge for Iowa State going forward, even after Watson's cleared, if and when Watson is cleared in the near future.
Yeah, that'd be a valuable piece to have there, asset to have there. Rob Gray of the Gazette joins us now on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Rob's in Kansas City covering the Big 12 Conference Tournament. The Cyclones take on Baylor tonight, and you'll be able to hear that game over on Cruisin' KCFI. Pregame coverage begins at 7:30, tip-off at 8:30. You heard Rob make reference to the interesting comments from Kansas State coach Jerome Tang about Iowa State guard Taman Lipsey, calling him the biggest flopper in the conference. And I'm going to play this real quick just so everybody can hear, and we'll get Rob's thoughts on it.
Right, and TP, you know, he's like, he might be the second biggest flopper in our league, right? I'm being honest. The number one flopper plays for Iowa State. He's really good, Taman Lipsey, right? But this.
So there it is. He's talking about a player on his team that had come to him before the season, like, Coach, what can I do? What's going to help me? What can I do? And one of the things he pointed out was, like, I just want your teammates to love you, and I want you to be tough. And he says his guy is the second biggest flopper in the league. And then, as the kids would say these days, Taman Lipsey catches a stray as he sneaks that in there to say that Taman Lipsey is, in fact, the biggest flopper in the league. And mind you, this is the same coach, Rob, that was making the accusations about Iowa State workers of some sort allegedly sending texts of what was going on in their huddle when they lost at Hilton Coliseum earlier this year. Just like wherever controversy goes or whatever you want to call it, Jerome Tang is somewhere around it. I don't know what the hell to make out of this guy.
Yeah, it's very strange. The whole huddle spying thing that Iowa State has managers that hang around, and basically there are guys that have mopped the floor, and then of course they have guys that come out and have court and watch the huddle to see who's coming in. Every team does that. I mean, the idea that any team would coach in such a way that they're reacting to what the other team's going to do, not rather than being proactive and doing what they do, is absurd. But, you know, everyone knows what they do. This is a soapbox thing, but everyone knows what they do. I mean, they got so much game video of them. They know what actions they run. They know what they do.
Yeah.
You don't need to spy on them to figure out what they're going to do. So, well, I think there was a little bit of a contextual situation there, I think.
There was.
He did throw it. He's really good. And he was talking about Tyler Perry. He got us a transfer. And it's been really good for them. But it's funny. Biggest flopper in the league is a Naismith Defensive Player of the Year finalist. One of semifinals, one of 11 nationally, and he is also voted first team all conference by the coaches in the league. So it's apparently an opinion of one. Now, do guys, you see Lipsey sometimes, he's trying to drive on a guy and the head yanks back. Everybody does that.
Yep.
It's not a, and if you want to really look at it, I would say Keyshawn Gilbert does it the most, probably. You know, the first year guy, a transfer from UNLV, junior, who's done some really good things, especially last night. The program record in the Big 12 tournament, 6 steals. So that's just a weird, weird, weird thing. And Jerome Tang's going to, you know, National Coach of the Year last year, great job in his first season, Elite Eight. Going to be rolling into the NIT this season. And just weird that he makes those types of comments, but it is, you know, there's not much else to say about it.
Yeah, it's like, you know, he's got the grace for me to, like, earn back, like me saying, yeah, good coach, what's wrong with him? But it just weird how there's been a couple instances here between him and Iowa State this season. Looking forward to tonight's matchup in the semifinals against the Baylor Bears. Only one matchup between Iowa State and Baylor this season. It was that dramatic loss where Iowa State fans thought for a moment Milan Momcilovic had hit a game-winning three. Turns out it didn't get off his hand in quite enough time. So with just only one matchup, Rob, I'm extra interested in what you can tell us about how these two teams match up and what's going to be key for Iowa State tonight.
Well, again, it's going to be the live ball turnovers translating into points. That's what got them in a position to win that game in Waco. And again, yeah, Milan's miracle shot, probably 0.15 seconds too late. Not 0.1, not 0.2, probably somewhere in between. But they forced 20 turnovers in that game. Made Baylor really uncomfortable. But Baylor did what they do really well, too. They're extremely balanced. I believe 6 guys averaged double figures. R.J. Dennis was the guy that night, 18, Jaden Nunn, 16, Jalen Bridges, 14. And Baylor lately won 4 of the last 5. They won in shootout against Texas. They've won in grinding fashion as well.
Mm-hmm.
Lone loss Mets fan against Texas Tech, who's in the other semifinal tonight, and they took gave Houston all they wanted right before this 4-5 deal. So Baylor's really good, like they always are, but they're susceptible to being turned over. And if Iowa State's really locked in that, you know, they should feel really good about a chance to get back to a Big 12 tournament championship game.
Man, really looking forward to this game tonight, Rob, and looking forward to your coverage as well at the Gazette and at CycloneFanatic.com. Everybody, make sure you're following Rob on X at Rob W. Gray. Take care. Always appreciate your time, Rob.
Yep, great to talk to you, Cole.
Likewise, Rob Gray on a Friday edition of Cole & Company. All right. Okay, so let's do this now. Caller number 10 is going to get qualified. The final qualifier for Bracket Attack 2024, 319-277-1918. 10th caller now gets the final spot in 2024 Bracket Attack, 319-277-1918. Hit redial if I hang up on you and tell you you're not number 10. All right, we take this break. We come back with our final qualifier right after this.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Tad Kim. 7th-ranked Iowa State plays 14th-ranked Baylor tonight in Kansas City in the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. The Cyclones forced 20 turnovers and held Kansas State to 38% shooting in a 76-57 win in Thursday night's quarterfinals. ISU lost its only meeting with Baylor, 70-68 in Waco back in early February.
You know, tons of respect for Coach Drew. Obviously, we had a hard-fought loss, you know, down at their place. So, and they're playing great. I mean, they really are.
That's ISU coach T.J. Otzelberger. Baylor advanced with a 68-56 win over Cincinnati. Top-ranked Houston and Texas Tech collide in tonight's first semifinal. This afternoon, the top-seeded Drake women raced out to a 30-point lead and beat Indiana State 79-57 in the quarterfinals of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament in the Quad Cities. They'll play in the semifinals Saturday against the winner of the second game between UNI and Illinois State. This is Radio Iowa.
Are you having a hard time finding ag podcasts? We can help. The podcast directory at agriamerica.com allows you to search by category and topic so it's quick and easy to find what you're looking for. Ag Chicks, Farm for Profit, Heart of Rural America, The Shark Farmer Podcast, Real Ag Radio, and more are featured on AgriAmerica. Our extensive directory has something for everyone. Discover a new ag podcast today by visiting agriamerica.com. That's agriamerica.com.
Across Iowa, you don't have to look far to find a bank that's got your back. From just around the corner to the next town over, hundreds of neighborhood banks are going the distance to ensure your future looks brighter than ever. By providing jobs, supporting local businesses, strengthening communities, and helping your dreams become reality. Here, the life you build is backed by Iowa Banks. See how banks are making a difference near you at iowabankers.com.
The Cedar Falls School District is announcing kindergarten registration. State law requires that children must be 5 years old on or before September 15th, 2024 in order to attend kindergarten in the 2024-25 academic year. Please call your local elementary school location from the following list: Aldrich, Cedar Heights, Hanson, Lincoln, North Cedar, Orchard Hill, and Southdale. Once you call the school to let them know you have an incoming kindergarten student, the principal will be in touch about additional information and a parent meeting. Completed registration forms are required for all incoming kindergarten students and must be turned in by March 30th to your school building. If you're unsure of your attendance area, please call the Cedar Falls Schools Administration Building. For more information or to download the forms, visit cfschools.org/parents/kindergarten_registration.
Cedar Falls Schools. Every student, every day.
Corn Country Fest is almost here. Presented by Viridian Credit Union. This is a kickoff music festival of the season. Join us Saturday, April 27th at the Hippodrome in Waterloo. It's another incredible tribute to the country legends with award-winning tribute artists performing as Dolly Parton and Toby Keith. A celebration of all things country with live music, music, food, beer, axe throwing, and more. Get your tickets today and save. Advanced general admission tickets are $23. Reserved box seats, veteran, and limited VIP seats also available. Learn more at corncountryfest.com.
Say big on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. Explore all Menards LP Smart Side options in-store or on Menards.com, where you can check out all of our great deals going on now.
Save big money at Menards.
Get ready to turn up the fun in your home entertainment experience with Maximum Sight and Sound. For over 50 years, they've been your go-to experts in all things audio and visual. With jaw-dropping home theaters and security products, they've got you covered. Come on down to Maximum Sight and Sound, 4017 University Avenue, Waterloo. Call them 234-0344 or online MaximumSightAndSound.com. Maximum Sight and Sound, where the fun never ends.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app.
As Mark Simpson would say, we salute the greatness that is Dave Steinmeier of Grundy Center. Dave, lucky caller number 10, and big shout out to everybody who called. Really appreciate it. You know, there's a number of reasons why we're doing it the way we're doing it this year, and, you know, what you guys have been able to demonstrate is just, you know, how many people are listening, and that means a lot to us. You know, it really does. And knowing that, it helps make this all possible. It explains why we're able to do what we do here, me and Mark Simpson, here on The Fan. And, you know, coming back from a commercial break just reminds me, and thanking everybody for their calls and listening, is to listen to the commercials and to patronize those businesses, because that's how it continues to make it possible for me and Mark to do what we do. And we enjoy doing it, and we really enjoy when we get to interact with all of you. So for everybody who did get in, including Dave, the 32nd and final qualifier for 2024 Bracket Attack presented by Maximum Sight and Sound, congratulations. And to everybody who didn't, again, thank you and better luck next year. All right. So in the time we have left today on this Friday edition of Cole & Company, I want to get to some audio while we can. Smith College outscored Wartburg 13-6 in that overtime 61-54 win in the Final Four of the NCAA Division III Women's Tournament in Columbus, Ohio. Yesterday, Wartburg coach Bob Amsbary says it was a great game. And, of course, unfortunately, someone's got to come up short.
Got beat by a really good team. I think that thing could have gone either way. You know, I felt like we needed to stop two of their big three. And we stopped one of their big three. Those kids made some really big plays at key moments. But we kept battling in there. And, you know, Sarah hit a huge, huge shot to get us to overtime. Couldn't be more proud of this group for what they've accomplished throughout, certainly this season, but their careers.
Coach Amsbary goes on to say it's a special group of players.
Just super proud. It was a really fun journey. I'm not sad because we lost, but kind of sad because it's over. We've grown so much. I look back, even this season, we've grown so much. And that's just a credit to how these guys do it every day, how they lead. Couldn't be more proud.
Clear Lake native Sarah Faber hit a three-pointer with seconds to go in regulation that sent the game into overtime and had 11 points.
I'm really proud of us and how far we've come and how much we truly believe in ourselves. And just getting to know everyone this year and growing together and having fun with each other. And, I mean, those are the memories that's going to last anyway.
Faber was asked about her mindset when it came to hitting that three to force overtime.
Shoot it. I mean, coach tells you to shoot it, you're going to shoot the ball. Yeah, I mean, he drew up a really good play, and we were able to execute it, and yeah, I'm very happy it went in.
Faber added that she's really thankful for the memories she knows she'll have from this historic run.
I feel like I want us to just remember each other and how we feel about each other and the way we've grown. Looking back to freshman year, this group of girls has grown so much and grown very close with each other. We've gone through a lot of adversity and just made memories along the way that's going to last a lifetime.
Wartburg ends its season 29-3, the second most win in a season in program history. All right, we shift gears now, and I'm looking at the clock, and I want to make sure we get the Iowa State audio in, so let's go there. Seventh-ranked Cyclones play number 14 Baylor tonight in Kansas City. It's the semifinals of the Big 12 tournament. Cyclones forced 20 turnovers and held Kansas State to 38% shooting in the win last night in the quarters. Here's TJ Otzelberger.
Our guys knew in our preparation that we had to be at our very best, so we're fortunate. The areas that we focus on with paint points, points off turnovers, second chance points, fast break points, those are the things that we really try to hang our hat on. Our guys did a tremendous job keeping their focus on those areas.
And when it comes to tonight's semifinal against Baylor, as we talked about with Rob Gray in the last segment, there was only one matchup between the two teams in the regular season.
You know, tons of respect for Coach Drew. Obviously, we had a hard-fought loss, down at their place. So, and they're playing great. I mean, they really are.
The Cyclones won last night despite making just one of 14 three-point attempts.
If we defend and we rebound and we share the basketball, I don't think it's going to be a factor, and it wasn't a factor tonight.
Center Rob Jones led Iowa State last night with a season-high tying 18 points.
I wasn't focusing on what I was doing well. I was just focusing on the little things. That means getting stops, being physical on the offense and defensive end, doing what I can control, and then the ball came back to find me.
And Baylor gets to the semifinals tonight to take on Iowa State with a 68-56 win over Cincinnati yesterday.
Defensively, both Cincinnati and Iowa State do have some common commonalities. Both of them really aggressive, really physical, do a great job causing turnovers. So hopefully we can learn from today, be better tomorrow for that.
Meanwhile, another one and done for the Iowa Hawkeye men at the Big Ten tournament. Hawkeyes fell behind 10-2 to begin that game, never led as they fell 90-78 to Ohio State. Iowa offered little resistance. Buckeyes shot 52%, including 11 of 20 from three-point range. Buckeyes set the tone by making 8 of 11 of those threes in the first half. Let's hear from Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey.
The hard thing with this team is they have multiple three-point shooters. So, you know, we did a good job on battle, but then Middleton gets free, Chapman hits one. You know, Thornton's a handful. He had a couple. You know, you're more worried about him penetrating and with his pull-up game and creating. So he hit a couple. He hit a couple early. So, you know, at some point you got to give the other team credit and not say, well, you know, we should have done this and he didn't do that and, you know, start pointing fingers. You know, sometimes you just, you know, tip your hat to them.
With the Hawkeyes having lost their last two games of the regular season and Big Ten Conference tournament, they're now 18-14, and their NCAA tournament bubble has burst.
I'm very proud of this group. It's hard to win 18 games with the schedule we had. We stayed together. I thought our young guys continued to get better and continued to produce. We have great chemistry in that locker room, and I'm really proud of this team. We all want to go a little further, but fortunately we'll get to keep playing.
Peyton Sanford led the Hawks with 19 points and says defensive breakdowns proved to be costly.
We let them get way too comfortable early, and players at this level, if you let them get comfortable, they'll take advantage of that. And if we let them do that, I think it's easy. So, you know, some were open, some were contested, but let them get comfortable. That's what happens.
And as Fran McCaffrey alluded to, the Hawks season is not over. They will get an NIT bid.
Obviously, you know, as a leader of this team, I'm really proud of the way that, you know, everybody kind of grew over the year. And, you know, it would have been easy to quit when we were, you know, backs against the wall. And, we took some tough losses, but, you know, we just kept fighting. We kept finding ways to, you know, stay in the fight. And, that's why I'm so proud of so many guys. And, you know, there's guys that have been here that have had great careers, and there's guys that are going to have great careers. But, you know, the way that we gelled down the stretch, I think, was special. And it wasn't an easy thing, but, you know, I love everybody in that room, and, you know, that's the only feeling I have right now.
All right, there is the latest on the Wartburg women and the Iowa State and Iowa men's basketball teams. Let's take this final timeout. We'll get you an NFL Network update. Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary. Come back for a final time on the other side and wrap up the show.
I'm Chris Sylvester with NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network. The Los Angeles Chargers are trading wide receiver Keenan Allen to the Bears for a fourth-round pick. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport is reporting that the Chargers approached Allen about a pay cut on Thursday, but he declined. Over in our nation's capital, where the Commanders are trading Sam Howell to the Seahawks. Seattle will also receive Washington's fourth and sixth round draft picks in this year's draft in exchange for the Seahawks' 2024 third and fifth round picks. More trade news coming out of Atlanta, where the Falcons are sending Desmond Ridder to the Cardinals in exchange for wide receiver Rondale Moore. Over in Jacksonville, the Jaguars are signing former Niners DT Eric Armstead to a three-year contract worth up to $51 million in max value. Elsewhere, the Eagles agreed to a one-year deal with former Buccaneers linebacker Devin White. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
Do you need to protect your truck's cargo from the elements? Truck Outfitters Plus has the truck toppers and tonneau covers you need to protect your payload. We offer a full line of accessories, including running boards, mud flaps, grill guards, and even spray-on bed liners. Visit our website at truckoutfittersplus.com, give us a call, or stop in and see us. We're located 1 mile north of I-380 at exit 70 in Evansdale.
From grill to gate, we'll treat you great at Truck Outfitters Plus, your truck accessory destination.
As the energy landscape evolves, a new conversation emerges. Join Clean Fuels Alliance America for its brand new Better, Cleaner, Now podcast. Every Wednesday, you'll hear authentic conversations with industry experts and gain valuable insights into the world of biodiesel, renewable diesel, and sustainable aviation fuel. Follow the exciting journey toward exceeding our vision of reaching 6 billion gallons by 2030. How do we plan to achieve this ambitious goal? Industry experts unveil the groundwork, paving the way for a better, cleaner tomorrow. This podcast is your go-to source for insider insights. Whether you're a seasoned clean fuels veteran or a newcomer to the industry, each episode offers valuable takeaways. Subscribe today to the Better, Cleaner, Now podcast, available on your favorite listening platform and on agriamerica.com.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. Normally, when a team is slated to own the number one overall pick, that normally means the franchise is going in the wrong direction. But after dealing last year's top pick to Carolina, that's not necessarily the case for the Bears. Now, they weren't world beaters last season, but they did have 7 wins, far from a dumpster fire. To make the potential landing spot for Caleb Williams even softer, Chicago has had one of the league's better off seasons. They signed the do-it-all running back DeAndre Swift. They improved their defense after signing multiple promising defensive backs, bolstered their offensive line, and then yesterday officially traded for 6-time Pro Bowl wide receiver Keenan Allen. Add that to an offense with 1,300-yard receiver DJ Moore. Chicago's average 2023 offense looks like one of the more talented ones heading into the new season. And if you're Caleb Williams, that has to be music to your ears after seeing what Carolina failed to do to surround Bryce Young last season. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. The less your business spends, the more margin you keep. But everything else costs more. Smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system that brings accounting, financial management, inventory, HR onto one platform. It reduces IT costs, and over 37,000 companies have already made the move. Now through April 15th, NetSuite is offering one-of-a-kind flexible financial programs. Head to netsuite.com/Patrick. You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of the best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Michelin Cross Climate 2. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, and suspension, just to name a few. Everything you need to elevate your drive. You can go to TireRack.com/Dan. That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Nothing beats March Madness.
The pure sound of a swish. The rattle of a slam dunk. The fans on their feet for the big moments. And the action just keeps getting better until a national champion is crowned. Hear all the action with Westwood One's exclusive coverage of the NCAA men's and women's tournaments right here.
On the Cedar Valley Sports Leader, 1650 The Fan. Cole & Company with Cole Bear. Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and 102.3 FM. Brass Monkey, that
funky monkey. Brass Monkey. Welcome back for a final time on this Friday edition of Cole & Company. Once again, thanks so much to everybody who qualified and tried to qualify for 2024 Bracket Attack. Really appreciate it. Appreciate everybody listening. And best of luck to everybody who got in. And next up, here on The Fan tonight, it's hockey night, of course. Waterloo, Blackhawks in Madison. And that's going to be a 6:45 pregame, 7:05 puck drop. And by nature of hockey over here on The Fan tonight, that means Iowa State men's basketball can be heard over on Cruising KCFI, 1250 AM, 105.1 FM. Tell your smart speaker to play Cruising KCFI. Download the Cruising KCFI app. All sorts of ways to listen. Pre-game coverage of Iowa State taking on Baylor in the Big 12 tournament semifinals begins at 7:30 over on Cruising. Tip-off at 8:30. Enjoy the basketball this weekend, the hockey, all of it. I will be back Friday or Monday. No vacation, no. I'm back Monday. Not yet, anyways. I'm back Monday at 5. Have a good one, everybody.
You've been listening to Cole & Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.